A team from Malaysia is trying to get access to the site in eastern Ukraine, where Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 crashed on Thursday. All 298 people on board were killed. But the site remains in the hands of Russian-backed rebels. Malaysian officials say they believe the plane was shot down by a missile apparently also fired from rebel-held Ukrainian territory and very likely with Russian help. Now, tragically, this is the second Malaysia Airlines plane to go down in less than 6 months. Our Asia correspondent, Anthony Kuhn, is in Kuala Lumpur. Anthony, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
The Malaysia Airlines has released the final list of passengers' names. What are some of the details you're finding in those lists about those people?
Well, they finally managed to notify all the next of kin so that they can release the passenger manifest. And so in the media, portraits have emerging of who these people are. We have a Malaysian actress with her Dutch husband and baby who were aboard. We had several prominent HIV/AIDS researchers. And we also had one Australian woman who was so unlucky that she lost relatives on both Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 that went down in March and this most recent disaster. Now, in the last air crash, the plane just disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to them. At least this time, some bodies have been recovered, and that means family members are that much closer to closure on the issue.
Anthony, have Malaysian officials found it difficult to get access to the crash site?
Well, they're trying to get there. Now, today, Malaysia's transportation minister, Liao Chonglai, spoke at a press conference before he headed off to Ukraine, and he is concerned that separatists now control the crash site, and he's worried that they may have tampered with evidence, either remains of the passengers or the black boxes, and that could thwart the investigation. Here's what he said to reporters today.
Any action that prevents us from learning the truth about what happened to MH17 cannot be tolerated. Failure to stop such interference would be a betrayal of the lives that we lost.
And Malaysia has, alas, as we said, over the past few months gotten more experience in this, but this is something that's difficult to handle, obviously, on their own. How are they dealing with it diplomatically?
Well, they admit that this has morphed into a geopolitical issue, and they are a small country caught between much bigger countries, including the U.S. and Russia, so Malaysia's prime minister has to work the phones and take the diplomatic initiative. He's been calling President Obama, Russian President Putin, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, appealing for help to get to the truth of what happened and hold the perpetrators to account.
And in the few seconds we have left, Anthony, there's still some debate as to whether or not the airline should have been flying through that zone. What's the latest?
Well, Malaysia Airlines points out that 15 other Asia-based airlines went through the area. Some went before them and some went after them. And this is all just to say that Malaysia Airlines was just incredibly unlucky this time.
Anthony Kuhn in Kuala Lumpur, thanks very much for being with us.